early November, these turning colors of red and faded brown. Autumn wind blowing from the east, sun singing in the west as I headed out of town. Leaving behind memories of how my life used to be, not knowing what lies round the bend. Keeping my eyes on a bright new horizon, starting all over again. Going home, back to the place where I'm sure I first felt your love. Going home, no matter how long you're away, still fits like a glove. Good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, CA at the helm here, at the rim, whatever you want to call it. I just wanted to say hi to everybody, chime in, and welcome aboard. We got a great show coming up today on Sunday Morn Praise. How did you like that song by Mark Wayne Glassmeyer? I tell you what, guys, order his music. He's got lots of music out. And you can order it on iTunes or Apple Music or wherever you can, wherever you download your music. It's called Going Home. And Mark and me have been friends for a very long time. He's very gifted and talented in the work that he does. So we're very thankful for our friendship. Okay, so let's start off with the Bible devotion. What do you say before we get started on some music this morning? On Sunday Morning Praise. Of course, today is July 4, 2021. We're up here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, guys, feel free to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Let's talk about committed love in the book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. Scripture reminds us, perfect love casts out fear. In fact, when I understand something of Christ's love for me as a sinner, I respond with love for Christ. And that love includes feelings and emotions, but emotions come and go, and we must not allow them to mislead us. In fact, God loves me whether I feel it or not. Christians who gauge in their relationship with Christ only by their feelings seldom have stable spiritual life. So what makes the difference? Well, it can be summarized in one word: commitment. You see, friends, feelings come and go, but commitment stays. The same should be true in a marriage. Who are we who have committed our lives to Christ may feel joy, gratitude, love, and so on. But even when we don't have those feelings, our commitment keeps us true to Christ. You see, friends, this commitment not only keeps us faithful to Christ when we don't feel like it, but it also keeps away any negative emotions such as doubt and fear. John Wetherspoon, the only cleric to sign the Declaration of Independence, once said, "It is the fear, it's only the fear of God, I should say, that can deliver us from the fear of man." Amen? Amen. You know what, Taryn Wells? Let's kick it off on Sunday Morning Praise. We need a miracle. Some of us do in our life.
So I thank you.
So as we're enjoying our 4th of July on Sunday Morn Praise, sometimes when we're down and out, we need to always remember one thing. God loves us, but in combination of that, we are a child of love. Sunday Morn Praise with CA on iHeartRadio.
Watch and pray, find in me that all know.
Carmen, my late friend Carmen, he really knew how to put that music together, and it is Jesus Paid It All. Sunday Morning Praise with CA. How's everybody doing on July 4th, 2021? It's a very warm morning here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, but we've got another Bible devotion we're going to read. It's called A Higher Destiny. If you go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 10 and verse 29, the way of the Lord is a strength for the upward. You know, because Jesus is a giver and source of life, he has also legitimate claim against our lives. In fact, he is our Heavenly Father, and he has the right to accept us to be his loyal and loving children. Because I am his child, he also belongs to the fellowship with me. Y'all remember the story of the prodigal son? When you can always read that in the book of Luke, I should say, chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. It's a revelation of God's desire for the human fellowship. He yearns over his children who have wandered far from him and longs for him to come home and to be near him. All through the Bible, we see God's patience and perseverance as he pursues misguides and obstinate men and women who are born to the higher destiny as his sons and his daughters who had strayed from him. From Genesis to Revelation, God is consistently saying, "Return to me, I will return to you." No matter how far you stray, friends, God still loves you and he wants you to welcome you home forever. And forever and forever and forever. I've got a song coming up. It's a Toby Mac song, a T-Mac song, one of his new ones. I want you to remember, there is help on the way. Listen to this song. Sunday Morning Praise.
Sometimes it stays, sometimes on the way, round in the corner,
help is on the way. Great new song by Toby Mac. Help is on the way. Now we're getting ready to close out Sunday Morning Praise in a prayer. I want you to focus on this song, one of our number one hit songs, one of many. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Whatever you're going through, God's got you. Always remember that and meditate with Him in prayer. Sunday Morning Praise. He's a waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. There, God, that is who you are. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for a wonderful day today and every day. So let's lead off in prayer, friends, as you get ready to celebrate your 4th of July with your family, your friends, your kiddos. Be safe out there when you're launching fireworks, if you are. We're dry in a lot of areas across the country. Just be safe. That's the main thing. And also take care of yourself. So let's lead off in prayer on a Sunday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, just pray that you just be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us as we get ready to celebrate America 245 years. Hard to believe. We know you've had Earth built way past that. In our life, a lot of people forget, or they don't even think, that our life is always in your hands. We pray you be with the ones that are always remembering you. And the ones that need to know you, we pray that we can be that beacon lighthouse for people all across America and across the world. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. Our friends, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Thank you for listening to Sunday Morning Praise. Y'all have a blessed day and happy 4th of July. Bye for now.